It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Well, here we are about a year before congressional elections, the start of what could be a season of opportunity for the Republican Party. Republicans have an advantage in holding the House. They have a chance to take control of the Senate.
But as we'll hear in this part of the program, the GOP is struggling after suffering damage in the fight over the government shutdown and the debt ceiling. Republicans face pressure to reach some kind of budget settlement with Democrats that avoids another shutdown, and they face another issue that divides their party, changing immigration laws.
President Obama is pressing the Republican-controlled House to act on immigration. A bill sponsored by a bipartisan group of lawmakers has already cleared the Senate, but the House has yet to signal what it may do, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The White House put together a sizable crowd of pro-immigration activists for a campaign-style rally in the East Room. Leading it was President Obama, with Vice President Biden at his side. Rather than create problems, Obama said, let's prove to the American people that Washington can actually solve them. Reforming immigration would be a boon to the economy. And what's more, he added, it could still be done this year.
We've got the time to do it. Republicans in the House, including the Speaker, have said we should act. So let's not wait. It doesn't get easier to just put it off. Let's do it now. Let's not delay.
But unlike the December 13th deadline that Congress gave itself for agreeing on a budget, there's no time limit pressing to get immigration done. Still, Chris Van Hollen, who's the top Democrat on the House budget panel, says it would be simple to take up the bipartisan immigration bill that the Senate passed by a wide margin 4 months ago.
We have the votes in the House, Republicans and Democrats together, to immediately pass immigration reform. We could have this bill on the president's desk by tonight, if Speaker Boehner would allow a vote.
Santa Maria, Madre de Dios.
Earlier this week, just outside House Speaker John Boehner's Capitol Hill office, some 40 people holding hands pray the rosary in Spanish. A Boehner staffer named Brittany Brammel emerges from behind a closed door.
I am here to take your concerns and pass them along to the Speaker.
But Ian Danley, an advocate from Phoenix, tells her this group from Arizona wants to urge the Speaker in person to let an immigration bill reach the House floor.
We rode 43 hours on a bus from Phoenix straight, and these are families and folks, leaders from Arizona. We aren't trying to create a disturbance for you in your office. We just like to meet with Speaker Boehner today.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Fortunately, the Speaker's schedule is set for the day. He will be unable to meet.
Speaking later to reporters, Boehner himself was noncommittal.
I still think immigration reform is an important subject that needs to be addressed. And I'm hopeful.
But another House Republican who'd earlier been a strong proponent of revamping immigration says Obama is pushing the issue now to destroy the Republican Party. Idaho's Raul Labrador says after what happened in the shutdown showdown, Republican leaders would be crazy to engage with Obama on immigration.
I just don't think that with the president and his my way or the highway mentality about this and many other issues, that much is going to be able to be accomplished this year.
And the Senate bill, is there any prospect for that coming up in the House?
None.
That Senate bill dies at the end of next year if it's not acted on, a year when every seat in the House will be on the ballot. Doing little or nothing on immigration could turn even more Hispanic voters away from Republicans, who badly lost the Latino vote in last year's presidential election. But GOP pollster Whit Ayers doubts that will matter.
Very few House Republicans will expose themselves to any peril. Because of the way the districts are drawn, their greatest peril lies in a Republican primary, not a general election.
And the sooner the House does act on immigration, the more likely those Republicans who support a broad overhaul would draw primary challengers. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says with upcoming budget deadlines, the House already has its plate full.
You know, immigration is a divisive and difficult issue itself. We're not sure we can chew gum, let alone walk and chew gum. So let's just chew gum for a while.
Leaving immigration for next spring or even later. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.